abot na ako ng ano, mga 20 years. Yung preparasyon, yan, kagaya niyan, mula sa lalatero, masilya, prepare ng mga pinto. Pagka na i-plain color na, tsaka kami babanat yung mga designer. Tsaka namin di-designan. Pag na-designan, hawaan ulit ng pinto yan, itatap coat, yung pampakintab, finishing. Kaya medyo matagal ang proses. Pagka nag-restore talaga ng isang buong jeep, kadalasan, ano, 2 months talaga.
In Manila and across the Philippines, riding a jeepney has been a way of life for so many people. For decades, these vehicles have been an iconic form of public transport. They're loud and they're colourful. Traditionally, jeepneys have been designed and painted by local artists.
Eh, mga mukha, minsan. Minsan, mga agi-agi lang, mga ganyan. Mahilig sila sa ganun ng araw eh. Iba na mga uso ngayon eh. Lahat ng mga may mga mukha ng tao na nakakatakot, yun ang inilalagay nila ngayon. Hindi ka mukha nung araw, may mga view, ay landscape, mga ganun. Eh ngayon, iba na eh. Walin yung mga may mga pangil, may mga sungay, yun ang gustong-gusto eh.
The jeepney first emerged in the Philippines following the country's independence from the United States. These former military vehicles were left behind and were salvaged for a new role, moving people around at a cheap price. The sometimes garish decorations have come to symbolise social trends, political movements, and a daily life that is quintessentially Filipino.
We're not just Baduy, we're also religious. But we're also serious, but we're also funny. Our family is very important to us. You see it from the jeepney imagery where there's the graduation photo of a child or baby photo next to Papa Jesus, next to Pokemon, next to Lord of the Rings, next to gaming monsters. So it's really a mixed bag. That's why I think you can't really... It's in flux. The Filipino identity is in flux based on the jeepney. And then it's also a public utility vehicle. Sabihin, ginagamit siya ng masa. So it's so everyday, you can't miss it. Even if you're rich, you're stuck in traffic. Well, you could doom scroll on your cell phone, but when you look out, makita mo naman yung siksikan sa mga jeep. O mainis ka kasi nasa harap mo yung patok. Di ba? Na super ingay. Grabe yung bass. Diba? So because it's just there, so pervasive.
But the art is dying out as the government tries to phase out and replace jeepneys with clever, more modern alternatives. There are fewer now in the capital. Electric minibuses are taking over, and they're much more uniform. For the artists, business has slowed right down.
Jeepney modernization, siyempre, nalulungkot ako. Mawala kami ng trabaho eh. Hindi na kami pwede mag-design sa mga modern. Bawal siyang galawin eh. Kailangan dun kung ano yung design ng minibus, yun na siya. Meron mo, ako, hinalakihan ko talaga yun na ano eh. Araw-araw na dumadaan ka na ewan ko ba, lumalit pa ako. Parang loko-loko ako sa mga jeep eh. Gaabang lang ako dyan sa kante. May mga bagong labas na unit. Na kalakayan ko na talaga yung ano.
There are divides in the community about whether the jeepney should be saved. They can be disruptive, polluting, and the drivers are infamous for their reckless behavior on the roads.
Kasi grabe yung mga jeep kasi, ginagawa nilang kung ano, binabago nila yung dating style ng mga jeep na tahimik lang, may biyahe, mabababa lang, kahit sino nakakasakay. Hindi ngayon, hindi na makasakay yung iba eh, hindi mo napapansin. Minsan sa daling araw, ang tingay, mga tambocho, nagkakarera sila dyan. Minsan nakatingin dyan, tinetesting. Eh, ikaw naabala kami pagtulog.
Even those who love the distinctiveness of these vehicles say they won't mourn if they disappear. The art and creativity will live on, just in another form.
It's just one aspect of Filipino art. There are other ways to express it. Traditionally, culturally, you know, it's everything's in flux. Even culture is in flux, you know. Tradition is in flux because it adapts to the times. Yeah, because it's in the people. It's in the people. The identity of the Filipino is in its people. And we're always evolving.